to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
My name is John Johnson, and today I've been given the great honor of being part of a new segment on Accent On, aptly named Firefly Illuminating the Soul. After much forethought about the content and the messaging for what this new radio series for Accent On would bring to you, our audience, I decided to do what I do best, and that is a series about everyday people like you and I. And this series will hopefully allow you to understand the power that we all have to change your own life. I think that if there's one consistent thread that I hope will be woven throughout each weekly message, it is simply this, that you are not alone in your struggle to define yourself. Many of us need to learn to stop letting others define who we are. We need to learn to stop letting others delude us. You know, we weren't created to live their life. You were created to live yours. So live it. You can be inspired to reignite that soul spark and bring the passion back into your goals, dreams, your ambitions, your careers, and your relationships by reclaiming control of your own life. So, as we get to know each other over the coming weeks, may the words and the thoughts that you hear on this segment be as inspiring to you as they are to me and our struggles to become the best version of ourselves. You see, this is what I know for sure from my life experiences and the amazing people that I have met from every walk of life, and that is that we are all called for a higher purpose. Everybody has a calling, and your real job in life, let me repeat that, your real job in life is to figure out what that is, what that calling is, and get motivated into action and into doing it. Every time you have ever heard a person who's successful in their life, in their career, being interviewed, they always speak about the job and they speak about the feeling of fulfillment that they receive from doing what they knew they were meant to be doing, their calling in life. Because that is what a calling is. A calling, it lights you up and it lets you know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And that is what I want for all of you listening today. And I hope that you will take from this series over the next few weeks the inspiration and motivation to discover, define, and embrace your calling. To learn to live from the soul of yourself. To ignite that soul spark. You have to make a living, I understand that. But you also have to know what sparks the light in you so that you, in your own way, can illuminate the world. That's what I hope we will uncover in the weeks to come. Never forget that you are responsible for your own life, and only you have the power to make your life what it's meant to be. For Firefly on Accent On, this is John Johnson.
Accent On is welcoming with open arms John Johnson, our generous and thoughtful friend, spiritual mentor, creative and wise man who truly inspires so many people daily with his thoughts for the soul and his optimistic outlook on life. John Johnson works in the fashion, TV, and film industries, working for Harpo Production, for Oprah Winfrey, and for Steven Spielberg at Amblin Entertainment, and splits his time between Malibu, California, Dallas, Chicago, and New York City. Knows Spanish, Brazilian, Portuguese, Mandarin, Chinese, and three other languages. John Johnson's new segment on Accent On is called Firefly, Igniting the Soul. Segment that will make you ask, think, feel, smile, and inspired to change our lives for better. Jonathan and Ilona here. We are in Maui, and if I may ask permission to read maybe one of John Johnson's segments, then Jonathan, I would like to read something that John Johnson writes. Two of the most important lessons I've ever learned is that you are responsible for your own life. And if you are waiting on somebody else to do something for you, to fix it, to save it, to complete you, then you are wasting your time and life. It is really up to you. You are energy, and the energy that you are putting out in the world is always coming back to you, all the time. Start embracing the life that is calling you. And use your life to serve the world. Anytime you sincere want to make a change, the first thing you must do is raise your standards. When people ask me what really changed my life, I tell them that absolutely the most important thing was changing what I demanded of myself. I wrote down all the things I would no longer accept in my life, all the things I would no longer tolerate, and all the things that I inspired to becoming. What a wise and beautiful words. Jonathan, are we happy to have John Johnson with us?
I'm thrilled to have John with us. John is such an enigma wrapped in a puzzle. He's at the top of the entertainment world, and yet he's sort of soulful and artistic. He's a business guy with Simmons. He's in charge of layers of consumer product relations and should be sort of a shark, and instead he's just the most gracious and gentle soul. And I think you can hear in his voice just a sort of, gosh, you want to have me here? And he's got the most beautiful sayings and the most beautiful thoughts that he puts together and finds, and he sort of pelters his friends with them every day. If you look at John Johnson's Facebook page,
the official fan page,
it's sort of like who's who in the universe. But what a pleasure to have him contributing to Accent On.
John, welcome to Accent On. We are very proud to have you with us, and I know that every week on Monday we'll be listening from you and we'll be loving your thoughts and we'll be thinking about them. And again, we are very happy to have you with Accent On.
And you know what I like best about John?
What?
We have the same scarf.
That's so true. One day I just bought for the birthday, John's birthday, a really nice scarf for him, and my husband got jealous. He said, no, I like this scarf, and we needed to go back, purchase one. Now both of the guys, John and John, has the same scarf.
So wherever you are, and whenever it happens, if you happen to see two men with the same sort of grayish scarf, it might be Jonathan Todd and John Johnson, and the blonde would be Ilona Europa.
And we are in Maui, and we have next segment, and next segment, very important to us, is a segment about travel. And our next guest is Kathy Strong. I hope she's online. I would like to know. Yes, she is. Hi, Kathy. Are you there?
I am here, Ilona. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, I would like to introduce you a little bit. Today's Accent On hot topic is the travel with Kathy Strong, freelance writer for the Desert Sun, Desert Magazine, Palm Spring Life, author of the 5 guidebooks sold in bookstores nationally about travel. And we are really, really hoping, Kathy, that you will give us some travel tips for big and small budgets, and you will take us to the places you recommend for romantic getaway, because we are in Maui, Jonathan. Although we are working, we are not vacationing.
Yeah, it's really a tough job.
It's a tough job. But somehow I do it. Actually, I've been doing this for 30 years now, and I keep thinking, my gosh, how did that happen? Because I love it. You know, how can you not? And you guys are in a very romantic place. Maui is incredible. So how lucky that you're there. There's actually a couple of, there's a new retreat that's open in Maui. And if you have a chance to get over there, you should. It's on the North Shore. It's called the Lumeria Maui.
Let me tell you a little bit about Lumeria Maui. Zoran is the leader over there, and he's coming to our party at the top of the highest point in Maui on the 4th of July. And he is a darling man. What a small world. But
isn't that great? I'm dying to see it. I have not been there yet, so I can't talk personally. I just know it's a totally redone 1909 sugarcane family home, which I just love. How romantic is that?
Have you seen the website?
Yes, I have. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely gorgeous. His property is beautiful. And part of the concept, as I understand it, is that things like yoga and meditation and all kinds of healing programs and artistic programs are part of the fair. So you go there and you veg, and anywhere you go, there's a yoga session going on somewhere, or a group that's meditating and another group talking about the meaning of life, and artists all over the place. And it's absolutely beautiful. Why don't you give would you spell the name of his place so that people can look it up on the net?
It's Lumeria Maui. So what a great name, too. I'm not sure I'm saying it correctly, so it's better to spell it. But they teach surfing there, too. You can learn to surf if you don't want to just meditate or do yoga. It's health and experience is what they're pushing. So what a great
I hear that they lost a couple people who tried to meditate while surfing and drowned.
It's not usually a good idea. They're still out there somewhere. They haven't found them yet.
Exactly. That's all the important part anyway.
Kathy, not making
I love it. I'm going to bring you back to the California coast, though, because, you know, summer in Southern California, you know, it's the epitome of travel. And right now in Laguna Beach, they're having their 80th annual Pageant of the Masters. Have you two been to that?
No. What's that?
Absolutely amazing. You know, Laguna Beach is an artist colony. It's such a gorgeous spot to be anyway. It inspires artists and muses. And they take people, not actors, people from all over the community, from all over the area who audition. And they are painted and they play the role of masterpieces on stage. Gigantic living masterpieces. You think you're looking at a painting. You cannot tell.
Wow.
It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. If you haven't gone, you can do it through the end of August. So I suggest you look into it.
Oh, okay. Then we have time. And can we do travel on budget? Can we go and visit these places with not so much money?
You can. There's wonderful, there are, of course, many, many places to stay in Laguna Beach, but I found one recently I love. It's called the Pacific Edge Hotel, and it's kind of a redone 60s. It's a little funky, fabulous, right on the beach. You're going to love it. So I would look into Pacific Edge. It's a great find.
And Kathy, you mentioned that you are the writer for 30 years, so you just enjoy travels, and you made really profession of you know, traveling all around the world. Can you tell us your first very, very important travel that you will never forget, and tell us, you know, why it changed your life and why you decided to write about travel and talk to us right now?
Well, I was really young. You know, usually these bugs get us when we're young. We know, and I had the bug to travel. I grew up in a small town, Thousand Oaks, which is not so small now, but it was very rural, all horse ranches. And I couldn't wait to get out and see the world. I had been a little wonderful little cocoon all my life. And the first thing I did was I got saved money and went with a friend, and we flew down to Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, because I want to see an island that wasn't real touristy. And we ran out of money. I mean, we were on such a budget. And we were hitchhiking in Tortola. I was 20. And this woman picked us up, and she owned a resort there. She was an American. And 10 years later, I called to tell her she was going in my first guidebook on the Caribbean. She hosted us for a week in her resort. And from that point on, it was just all grand. You know, I went from there. Yeah, I did it a little bit backwards. Started with guidebooks. I've actually done 20. Then I went to magazine articles. Then I went to newspaper. I kind of do all three now. But I went backwards. Nobody told me how you're supposed to do it, so I did it. You know, it's better when you don't ask. You just do it. And my first guidebook was a bed and breakfast guide to California when they were just kind of new. I was having to scrape up enough to make a book out of it. Now I turn people away, and it's in its 13th edition now, I think.
Oh, that's so sweet. But if people want to know more about your book, that they can find and write to you. Can you give us maybe email if somebody wants to talk to you about
it? Sure. Well, my books are at Globe Pequot Press, GLOBEPEQUOT Press. And they have a website, but they're sold in bookstores nationally, anywhere. I have a Twitter. So you can follow my travel on Twitter. It's Twitter at Kathy Strong 2, KathyStrong2. Most of my articles are on my Twitter, which is a great way to get to them right away if you follow Twitter. You want some romance this summer? Are you looking for romance?
Yes.
Okay. I knew you wanted romance. I'm going to send you to San Diego and Coronado. The island of Coronado, which is not really an island, but we like to call it that because it makes it more romantic. And the Coronado is just one of the dreamiest places you could ever go. It's close to L.A. It's perfect. It has water, sand, scenery, bridges, gondola rides. It's got the Del Coronado Hotel, which is an old historic hotel. And it's got a place I found called the 1906 Lodge. It's sort of a bed and breakfast. It's a large bed and breakfast. Just incredible. It's a little secret tucked up a street. And I want you to go there. And the other one's Little Italy in San Diego. They completely redone what was the old fisherman's village. And it's Little Italy now. And you just won't believe it. It's got piazzas and little pensiones and wonderful places, Italian places to eat.
Kathy, why I don't know these places? Why we never heard of them? You know, everybody goes to the same places over and over, you know, but really, that's really new places.
Well, I try to get, you know, and when I my favorite book that I write is Southern California Off the Beaten Path, and I call it a dedication to all my wrong turns, which I have no sense of direction. And that's great, because what you do is you discover, even in big areas you've been to, you discover things you may not have known about. So I'm always looking for the find. I'm always looking for something new. I just went to Temecula. Do you know where that is? It's kind of wine country near the desert here.
Temecula. Beautiful.
You love
beautiful
it.
Place.
Oh,
it's almost Napa. It's Napa with personality.
Well, it's trying to be, and it's growing quickly. The wineries are growing, and I visited a brand new inn right in the middle of the vines, and I visited a brand new winery that is one of the most idyllic spots I've seen for wineries, whether it's Napa here or anywhere. And I was just there the week before last, and you've got to go to the Ponte Vineyard Inn, just opened. It looks like an old California mission. It is beautiful, beautiful. And then the Chapin Family Winery, it's not old, but it looks like a Victorian farmhouse with wraparound terrace over the vines and delightful.
And you can find a place, of course, that you can sleep, yes, and you can just spend time to walk around the town. Again, I Jonathan says that I'm supposed to know these places, but obviously I've never been there, and I don't know whose fault it is.
You've seen Alona. I don't let her get out of the house much. I don't want to lose her.
You don't, do you?
I keep her locked up.
She needs to get out.
You got to have a lot of pity for her. She's sitting in Maui, Hawaii.
Not feeling sorry.
This is her second trip in like 30 days. So
she's a smart lady.
Don't feel too bad for Alona Europa.
Okay, I'm with girlfriend time. We always can find some little negative with everything what we are saying, yes. But really, this close places to L.A., I think this is a place that you can take your family, you can take, your wife or mom or dad or girlfriend and just go for one, a few hours and just, the mood will, I'm sure, change in all our lives so drastically. It will really allow ourselves to go and find the new places and go to your Twitter and really maybe see what you are promoting and what you tell us that is right for us. And obviously, I will write your Twitter name and I will just try to beg my husband and maybe we'll do Saturday or Sunday. We just have some places that they're talking about.
How about Maui?
As well as Maui.
Kathy,
of course.
And your Twitter for people just tuning in is at Kathy Strong, hashtag Kathy Strong, STRONG.
Two. And there has to be a two on it. So I guess there's a number one of me that I don't know. So it's Kathy.
So it's your alter ego.
Kathy Strong, two. Don't know who one is.
Kathy, what's your favorite place? Somebody says you get one vacation, I'll give you 10 days. What's your 10-day perfect vacation?
You know, I am an island girl. I even love the islands like Catalina and Coronado and the Channel Islands off California, but I've always been an island girl. I think there's something romantic about it to me where you feel just away from the rest of the world. And, of course, I love the Hawaiian Islands. I went to Fiji recently, and I have to say I loved the islands in Fiji, and I actually got to go to a very remote island that had the little cottages that are on poles extending over the water. And I have to tell you, I could have stayed there. I was only there a couple of nights. I could have stayed there the entire week. I didn't
Kathy,
want to leave.
Just so you know, Alona right now is about three stories up, right over the ocean. So I also have a pole extending over the ocean.
Yes, she's been Poland.
I love it.
You've got an accent.
I have an accent from Poland, and I.
Where are you from?
From Poland, originally.
From where?
And I would love to ask you a question. If you will go to Europe, because I still believe that Americans need to know Europe a little bit more. And do you have some places that you recommend? Most of the people go to Spain, or, one of those very known friends, but France, do we like France?
I'm not a big French fan.
But again, if you have some maybe memories from European part of the world, what do you will recommend to us?
Well, yes, I went on a river cruise this summer, and I went through, it was amazing, going up the Danube River, and I'm not a huge cruise person. I like boating and things like that, but I like to be out and I like exploring, and what I loved about this was that you get out every day. You're on land. Here's land right next to you, and you stop and you go explore all these little towns. And while you're on board, you're sitting up on deck looking at castles, at medieval castles, and these old cities and the most beautiful scenery. And I have to say that was a way I've never seen Europe. And
that's also a way to cruise without throwing up.
There's very little turbulence there. There's
Kathy, no waves. Yeah. People think that you need to have so much money to go to Europe, and everybody mostly is going to the same places in America because they think maybe it's a little less travel, less money. But honestly, even to go to Maui, it's more than 6 hours right now. I had to travel yesterday to get to Maui. I was waiting almost 4 or 5 hours on airport because my plane was belated, and I came very late at night, barely slept, and I woke up to this amazing ocean. Yeah, I'm in love with, but I think Americans are a little attached to few places. I think that they think they're supposed to go, and how we can make change their mind and just say it's sometimes the same amount of money and a little bit longer trip. It doesn't need to be a lot of luggages, but really.
Okay, so what's your favorite place in the world that no one ever heard of?
Oh, that
Within 5 hour flight.
No one's ever heard of. Within what kind of hour flight? A 5 hour flight? Well, it's a little
five
place. Yeah, I do love that. I do love that. You know, and I know this is very politically incorrect right now, but I love Mexico. I've been traveling to Mexico for 40 years. And I think you have to travel incredibly intelligently these days. Certain areas I would not go to, but there are other areas that are safe. And I actually went to the Mayan jungles this last fall. I flew into the Cancun area. And I have to say it wasn't a long flight. And I explored. I had such an adventure. It's something that's always been on my wish list to do. And I was not disappointed.
How did you go into the jungle with the bulletproof vest?
Yes, I realized that there's a whole new line of clothing and cars down in Mexico. Now, I just heard that on the news. But I have to tell you, we were way there. The people down there know where the violence is, and I have to tell you, they don't take a group of journalists into what they think they're going, you know, is an area that isn't safe. I did not feel unsafe. I wouldn't send my readers there if I felt, or my listeners, I would not send them there if I felt it was unsafe. I felt it was very secure. That was last fall. Things can
change. Well, sure.
I have a girlfriend who was just there, but it was very quiet, very low-key, very incredible.
That's how they do it, though, Kathy. They do a fam trip for the travel agents. You all write about how safe it is, and the fam trip's produced by the cartels, and then the people start coming, and bang.
No, their areas I would not go on a fam trip to. I've turned down trips to Mexico.
There are areas that
I would not do.
I want to go back to romantic travels instead of the dangerous one. And I know people like dangerous.
Yeah. We're not.
You are
not
an adventurous woman. I will never go there when you tell me you went. But I want to. Okay, Europe. Please come back with me to Europe for a moment. What is the most lovable place in Europe? You mentioned one. But
The correct answer, Kathy, for Alona is always Warsaw. So just say it.
No, you will never
be. Yeah, you don't. And I would love to say that, but I have not been. I'm going to be really honest with you. I've not been.
And so
you're the authority on that one. So I can't address it. I know I've been all over a lot of places in Europe, and I have many, many favorite places. I love the south of France, and I'm sure I share that with a lot of people, but I love Spain. I absolutely love Spain. I tend to love water and warm. So
now,
we all have our personal preference.
I spent a number of months actually playing flamenco guitar with the gypsies in Spain.
Did you really?
Decades ago, I was with a flamenco dancer who went back every year, and so she knew everybody. And I had been playing guitar, and my God, I almost stayed. I mean, Andalusia, Cordoba, Granada,
gorgeous.
Unbelievable. Especially if you get out of the tourist stuff and you get in with locals, because the lifestyle of all countries that I've been to, the Spanish have the best balance of work, family, play, puckishness, with a P as in Peter. It's an incredible menagerie of squeezing the most out of life. And the cultures, that Moorish thing, the Arabic culture, math, science, respect, blended in with the Spanish culture, with a little Jewish thing thrown in from the Sephardim. Okay. It's an amazing, amazing journey. If you haven't been to southern Spain, Andalusia region,
gorgeous.
I go to something kooky like Morón de la Frontera or something that's just out of the way a little bit. Wow, amazing.
If you know, there are different kinds of travelers, and some people like it all mapped out. I'm an explorer. There are travelers of all kinds, and you're an explorer. I'm an explorer. I mean, we want to see how the real people live and how the culture, you know, we don't want to just see what everybody wants to see. I'm not big on press trips for that very reason. we're usually guided to certain things. They're maybe the first time you go somewhere, it's nice, or if you're going to do something extraordinary that's hard to figure out on your own. But it's so nice when you can blend in with the culture of a place, which you did. Very, very special. Hey, I want to say, well, you guys, one place you should go this summer. Because
are you paying? Are you paying, Kathy?
Yeah. It's my house here in the desert.
They're coming.
We were so close. I had to see it, too.
No, I want to come to touch home.
Okay, everybody, write that up. Well, Kathy, what's your home address?
Everybody's coming to Kathy.
We only get about 100 downloads on iTunes a week.
Oh, Kathy, I love you. You know, we started this travel segment, and I would just so much love you to have you back. We'll pick maybe every, you know, other place, and you just will go deeper into what food is there, how travel really works, what budget you need to have when you go somewhere, and really, really place by place what you need to see. And you will tell us more about all this new magazine, because I know you have some wonderful plan, and this will be a surprise. And travel.
Are we exploring the name of the magazine, or is it a secret?
Is this a secret, or we have a name for the magazine?
It's still a secret, but it's coming soon. So we've got, some. Great.
So listen, I know when you get all the calls to announce, we're hoping that you eschew CNN, Fox, and NBC and make your announcement here on LA Talk Radio and Accent On.
We want to be
first. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We have a very special guest standing by, so we're going to sign off. One more time, give us the website that you'd like for yourself and the Twitter name that you have, Kathy Strong 2.
Kathy Strong. Well, Twitter at Kathy Strong 2 and the number 2. And then website Globe Pequot Press are my books, or just, on Amazon. They're on there. And that's it.
Amazing. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Look at Kathy's new book coming out about how to stay alive in a Mexican trip.
Yes, I'm going to work on that right now for you, Jonathan. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you for being with us.
For sure, before August, when your new magazine will be online.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we want to give a special thanks to our producer/engineer, Ronan, who in our absence, while we are basking in the sunlight, in the middle of the ocean, Maui, Hawaii, the world's most isolated islands. Thank you to Ronan being in Los Angeles in our studios and covering our hineys.
Thank you, Ronan. I know you can hear us, but you don't have microphone. Again, we'll hug you when we'll be back.
I'll just pay you. She'll hug you.
It's not about that. It's about friendship, because he can say no to us, but he never does. And it's just a lovely.
Yeah, he just keeps taking the money and taking them. Oh, you mean hugs.
Okay, Ronan, I think
we love you, Ronan.
He wants your job. That's what it's all about.
I think if there's anything I would do and I was independently wealthy, I might have Ronan's job.
Look at you, Ronan. I was right.
Sit in the radio station, play with all the knobs, make all the music, make everybody happy. That man never misses a beat. Ronan, thank you so much for being there for us. And we now have a special treat, the beginning of what we hope to be a long, long relationship. We have an innovative expert, plastic surgeon, Dr. DJ Barrett, with his new segment, Health and Beauty, Summer Medical Myths, on Accent On. Dr. DJ Barrett, from Texas, no less, is no stranger to the media outlets, appearing on just about every TV outlet possible, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Channel 33, Fox News. It goes on and on and on. DJ, are you with us online?
I am here. How are you guys out in the great state of Hawaii?
I don't know about you. I'm in my living room. I just keep telling everybody I'm in Hawaii and in Maui. I got a beer over here. I'm reclining. I got two dogs on my lap. No.
Hey,
we're
either way, it sounds great.
Hawaii.
Either way, it sounds pretty good.
Welcome to Axenon family. We are so proud to have you. And
DJ, you got an accent. Where's your accent from?
Well, originally I am from South Louisiana. So I was born and raised in Lafayette, about 30 miles from the Gulf, and headed my way to Texas for medical school and kind of stuck around after that.
That is a nice place to grow up. Louisiana is beautiful. Love that whole bayou thing.
I think we really need to tell more. The doctor, DJ Barrett, is double board certified by the American Board of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery and the American Board of Johnson. Read this beautiful word. I don't want to change. Otolaryngology. Head and neck surgery, and certified by the American Board of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. And I think, you know, you're...
Wait a minute. Ilona Europa is English second language, born Eastern European, learned Polish and Russian. Anybody who can say that many big words in English,
including
a transplant, deserves a hand.
Thank you.
And she got otolaryngology absolutely correct. That is fantastic.
Thank you. Very slow, but I try to be like smart and pronounce this beautiful word. Then
you pronunciated it perfectly.
Now when you tell me this and you give me challenge, I would like to finish.
Keep going.
Yes, no, because if I mess up something, that will be said. But,
It's going to take up his whole 20 minutes just saying otolaryngology.
Another one like that. But I know that Dr. DJ Barrett is also a member of the prestigious International Society of Hair Restoration Surgeons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jonathan is coming because every day he's using all this funky stuff on his head, trying to grow his hair. And sometimes he really looks a little bit like, I don't know, bush hair. Sometimes But I somehow think that you can help him one day, but I have an ending. And the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery and a clinical assistant professor at the University of Texas
Southwestern Medical Center.
And I am there very, very in line with a lot of ladies in the future to knock to your doors, because all our faces will need your hand and your talent.
DJ, I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
For my family, Ilona and myself, the single doctor who can handle both the facelift and hair restoration is our best buddy.
you guys are too gracious with the intro, that's for sure.
And we need to mention also that you are really, really young. I know ladies do not like...
It's like 12, I think.
Yeah. Ladies do not like ask for the age. I would never tell that I'm 30, but, you know, I think with you, we can really say that you're under 40, I think, yes?
Well, yeah, if for most people that look at my picture, I do have a fairly young look in the pictures, and I just tell people, you know, it's amazing what you can find in Cracker Jack boxes, because I just finished high school last year, and got my medical degree from the Cracker Jack box, so it's all good. It's no problem.
Yeah, you are amazing. You're amazing. You achieved so much in your very young age, and you really...
Being board certified in multiple categories, and then being an assistant professor over at the U of T is a pretty serious set of creds, and having the time to run the practice and then run all over TV and sort of be the expert that the networks are looking to for their information and their insight is quite an accomplishment. One of the reasons that we wanted to bring DJ on was because we felt when auditioning for the right people for this segment, which is really a medical segment with sensibility and sensitivity to what's going on now, that we were looking for somebody who was not too out there in the woo-woo world, and also somebody who wasn't giving us words like what Ilona was just saying that I can't say. That you're all done with the explanation with doctors. Sometimes you go, okay, am I going to live or am I going to die? And they just spent 20 minutes telling you that. And so when you look at DJ on TV, and the spelling of his name is V as in Victor, E, Everest, R-R-E-T, and it's Innovations Facial Surgery.
That's
his company. Innovations Facial Plastic Surgery. So you can look him up on the net. We'll give you direct links in a minute. But when you look at his TV work, he's really a doctor's doctor speaking to regular folk. And I think you'll get a sense of this. And he's got very interesting topics, like exactly what the heck am I supposed to do to protect myself from the sun? And what's the UVA? What's the UVB? Does the stuff wash off? All that. And you just don't really get straight answers. I'm amazed when I go in to see a doctor and they say, here's this really dangerous medication that's so protected, I have to write you a script for it, and you have to go get it filled. And then you go to the counter and they go, breathe in on this thing, and then wait a minute, breathe in on it again. It's like, what? You know, I mean, you got to tell me a little bit more about all this stuff. And so I think you'll find over months to come and weeks to come that DJ has got a really cool bedside manner and can take both sides of the serious medical side and then translate that into plain English that's good for us. And one thing that he wanted to talk about today that I'm dying for is to know, since I'm on Maui, whether or not flip-flops are or are not okay for you.
Oh, your feet.
Well, we are going to talk about that one, but that we're going to have to save till just a minute later in the hour.
Okay.
We've set up for all of your listeners out there a great top 10 list of medical myths that pertain to summer. And over the next month, we're going to go ahead and start taking down that top 10 list. But I think to open the show...
Yes, we will let you choose one and just
I'm not going to know about flip-flops today, DJ?
No,
you will know about it today, but
okay.
We're going to use that as a teaser to keep folks hanging on there.
All right.
Okay, DJ.
Right now.
Then let's start Dr. Vera's new segment, Health and Beauty Summer Medical Myths on Accent On.
That was nice.
Thank you. So I think our first one is going to be our number 10, which is the myth that swallowed watermelon seeds will actually grow in your stomach. Do you remember during that 4th of July picnic while you were growing up when your mother brought out the big ice chest with a watermelon in it, but she warned you, don't eat the seeds because a watermelon would end up growing in your belly? I think everyone pretty much had that happen. So the myth today is that swallowing a watermelon seed can actually lead to watermelon growing in your stomach. But the doctor's diagnosis on this one is that that is a complete myth. When you swallow a watermelon seed, it goes into the highly acidic environment of the stomach. And the acid in your stomach when you're actually eating is almost the same level as the acid in a car battery. And it won't allow the seed to actually germinate and start growing, so you don't have to worry about that. If the shell's on...
Speak for yourself, DJ.
You have something growing. Your big stomach is your worst. Something growing in your stomach. Okay.
Well, you know, if the shell's actually on, it'll actually pass through your digestive tract and leave your body within a day without even being broken down. But interestingly...
How do they leave, DJ?
I'm sorry?
How do they leave?
They leave going in the toilet bowl.
Good. Yes. Okay. Then God thank you. Then let's not scream at children who love watermelon
okay.
and they just
number nine.
Follow some. Yes. And I know we have 5 more minutes because our show soon will be over. But yeah, let's go to number 9.
Number 9 is actually what you were asking about, which is flip-flops are good for your feet. And like you said, I bet there are a lot of people walking around Maui with flip-flops on their feet thinking that it's good because it allows their feet to air out. But the doctor's diagnosis on that one is that's also a complete myth. There was actually a very interesting study done at Auburn University which evaluated 40 college students and how they walked in flip-flops versus in normal tennis shoes. And they found that the gait of the people in the flip-flops was actually different than tennis shoes. You curl your toes to kind of keep the flip-flops on, which causes you to not be able to lift your foot as high, creating kind of a shuffle when you walk. And you also don't have as long of a step. So you have to take more steps to get to your final location. So at the end of the day, it puts extra strain in your joint.
But you lose weight because the same mile you walk more feet.
Well, you might, but you also trade that off with having to use more muscles that you normally wouldn't use, and it increases the amount of tendonitis that you can get, and another condition where the soles of your feet hurt called plantar fasciitis. And so if you decide to wear flip-flops, you can actually wear them for short periods, probably not a real big deal, but if you're going to wear them for longer periods, you want to use the flip-flops that actually have an extra band on it to keep around your toes, and use ones that actually have some kind of an arch support on them. That's a very good thing.
So a short period of time is something like a month, right?
No, more like a week. Sorry.
All right.
One.
Number seven.
Number seven, another Maui myth for you. Wearing a T-shirt actually replaces your sunscreen. And I'm sure that being out in Maui, you probably see a lot of people walking around the sand with swim trunks and a light white T-shirt on. They think that the T-shirt is going to replace actually wearing sunscreen there. But the actual result is that the T-shirt only has about an SPF of 7, and when you get it wet, it ends up dropping down to about an SPF of 3. And when we talk about sunscreens, the SPF is the sun protection factor, the protection that the sunscreen has against ultraviolet B radiation, the radiation from the sun that actually causes the skin to turn red. And you want an SPF of at least 15. If not, most people should use an SPF of 30 or greater. And so when you're talking about a white T-shirt only having about an SPF of 7, that's way too little.
Okay, but DJ, I got to tell you that I was up on that, and that's why in Maui I wear 4 of them. It's a 28 SPF. It's fantastic. It's a little hard to move.
Because
I have to shuffle everywhere while I can't move my arms. But
oh, I think we killed the shoe business.
There's no business like shoe business.
Shoe business. Please love the business.
Number six.
Do we have time for one more?
Do we have time for one more? What about
We got time for 6 and 5 if we go fast.
Okay, going in and out of air conditioning can make you sick, and that is a very common one. And again, the doctor's diagnosis on that one is that that is completely false. The reality is people may notice a little bit more stuffiness when they go outside, but during the summertime, there are generally more pollens outside, and so it tends to be more of an allergy issue than actually having a cold or some other viral illness that causes you not to feel so well. But actually going from hot environments to cold environments is not a risk factor for actually getting sick. So going in and out of an air-conditioned environment doesn't make you sick at all, even though sometimes you may feel it simply because of other factors that may be in the air.
That's fascinating. I always thought that I was getting sick doing that because when I was out, I was free, and when I was in with all those sick people.
And, of course, my mom said that wet hair and wet ears inside it can give you earache, which I'm sure one day you will tell me that that's not true, and now I cannot scream at my daughter, who is 18, that she needs to dry her hair before she goes outside.
I need to know number five.
Number five
is another good Maui myth. You need a shot glass full of sunscreen to be able to protect the exposed parts of your body. Now, that myth is actually completely true. But that's something that if you tell someone you need a good ounce of sunscreen, the amount that's necessary to fill a shot glass, to slather all over yourself, most people would give you kind of the dirty eye and say, there is no way I'm putting that much sunscreen on my body. But the reality is that is the proper amount to cover the exposed hands, face, ears, nose, and lips that you have whenever you go outside into the sun. So most people, unfortunately, don't actually put enough sunscreen on and also forget to reapply it about every 2 to 3 hours, which is also very important when using sunscreens.
Yeah. Wow. Up until now, a shot glass of sunscreen, does it taste good?
I don't suggest internal ingestion. It's only for the outside.
I'm going back to my 4 T-shirts, man.
I think you're
I'm so sorry we didn't have the time to get through the whole thing. It's mostly my fault, and I apologize. But we will bring you on next week if you'll be kind enough to join us, and we'll finish this and begin another topic with you. Will you do that with us for next week?
I would absolutely love it. You guys are great to talk to.
If somebody wants to find you, DJ, where do they go?
If they want to, please visit our website, innovationsfps, like facialplasticsurgery.com, and they can learn more about myself, the practice, and see a couple of the books that I've written on education concerning hair restoration and hair loss and facial plastic surgery procedures.
Thank you so, so much.
She's so lucky to have you, and I cannot wait. And we have our in-house doctor. That's so great. And we love you. We are saying hi to you from Maui, and we'll hear from you on Monday.
A special thanks to Kathy Strong and also to the very first segment from our good friend John Johnson. Everybody have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week on Accent On.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd right here on LA Talk Radio.